Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, as we went over in the opening segment, it was a very, very quick Major League Baseball game. I didn't get your thoughts, Kenny, because we weren't talking about the speed of play as much as we did a year ago. Hour 49 yesterday, the Guardians went down to the Red Sox in that shutout 2-0. Hour 49. Do you feel if you pay for a ticket, not just given a ticket for free or anything like that, if you pay for a ticket, do you feel gypped with an hour 49? I guess if you're a Red Sox fan, you won.
No, because, again, we always did, like, the good old days, we made that argument. And remember, I went through the 1948 season when the Indians won the World Series. And
you
I was giving.
Game.
And there was, like, how many games were they inside of 2 hours? It was like 15 or 16
they
games.
They didn't have TV time.
Yeah, there were a lot of games that were inside of 2 hours. Most of them were like two and a half.
There's
like
no review.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you're saving an hour.
Yeah.
So, we hearken back to the quote-unquote good old days, but it's like, hey, man, like, you kind of got to get it moving along. And now I think a lot of people are like, hey, you know, in, out, a little
I
bit
like
of time
quick
here.
Games. Yeah. I like quick games on the weeknights. Even if I paid to go the weeknights, let's do it.
Yeah,
on especially. The weekends, still kind of want my extra time.
Yeah, you're right. On the weekend, I think you're okay with the longer games.
We should do weekend
games.
No clock.
Boy, that's a great idea.
I'm kidding. I'm joking. No, that's a joke.
Is there merit to that? If you're only playing one game,
it's
and it's the weekend, and it's
then
the
you
middle.
You have weekend pitchers and weekday
yes.
pitchers.
No, and guys. In the middle of summer, you want more bang for your buck.
Well, I'm a weekend DH. I don't DH during the week.
It's professional baseball. Let's not make it too gimmicky
I'm
for crying out loud.
They've been very progressive. They're open to change.
It's called progressive field. I mean, come on. I've seen the signs.
How do you know that?
Wasn't attendance up last year in the league?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that part of the reason is I think you feel that when you go to the ballpark, now you're going to see a conclusion where before you didn't know.
You didn't know. Absolutely.
And it's like, we got to get out of here in the seventh inning or something like that. People got more things to do. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with golf. You and I were talking about it on the phone a couple of days ago, and you kind of asked me, like, God, 20% dip in ratings for the Masters.
Plummeted.
And I had my reasoning for it, and you said, nah, Ken, I think it's a simple. I love Ken, what do you feel? Let me give this long thing answer. Nah, Ken, I don't think it's that hard. I think it's that people don't have time to play 18 holes of golf anymore, so they're just going to the simulator. Now I'm like, well, I guess
although
so. I guess.
I guess
you're right.
You were out at the Valley the other day.
And I was there for about 45 minutes and left.
But you were at the simulator.
And I was on the simulator. He offered to go out, and I'm like,
beautiful course.
Yeah.
And it was a nice day. Hey, let's go inside.
They go, Ken, you don't want to go? I go, nope, I got to go. We got too much to do. So quite literally, 37 years old, I am the audience you were talking about, Anthony.
We'll get to some Cavs sound here in a second from yesterday as they're getting ready for their first-round playoff series against the Magic. Last night, the two teams that we were alleged to have ducked, the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers, went right down to the wire. 76ers held off Miami 105-104. Playoff Jimmy did get banged up in that game and looks like he might have done something to his MCL. He looked like his season was over, like, in the first quarter, but he was able to stick it out, but was limping through much of the second half. And Joel Embiid took him a while to kind of get his bearings in that game, but did finish with 23 points, had 15 rebounds, had some big plays down the stretch, both on offense and defense. So the 76ers have now claimed that number 7 seed. Miami has to keep playing. Not sure if they're going to have Butler. But we had Chicago defeat Atlanta 131-116 in that second game. I don't know how much you were able to watch of Miami and Philly.
Honestly, very, very little.
Yeah, I did see a lot of response on social media. We're ducking these teams.
Well, honestly, I was watching Guardians only, and then I looked at my phone, and I started to get people going, you guys got to hammer the Cavs tomorrow for ducking this garbage. And I clicked over and I was like, well, I guess I better start watching this a little bit. So I'm trying to watch two things at once. And then I just went back to the Gardos. I went back and watched this and like Jimmy Butler got hurt.
Problem is they're playing each other. And, so I don't know. I don't know how to have that kind of takeaway. It's like when I'm watching the SEC teams in a game and I'm sitting here trying to prop up the Big Ten over the years. And I'm like, look at these teams. They're not that good, but they're playing each other.
Can I guarantee that Jimmy Butler would have gotten hurt then? I don't know. So, listen, I thought it...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was a bad look for you to do what you did, but you did what you did. Ultimately, do I think it's a smarter play? If you are only trying to win one series, which is what they're trying to do, then yes, it's a smarter play. But I stand by what I've said over the last 3 days, and I just don't need to say it anymore about I agree with everybody else about how they went about it, because when you make those sort of moves, you should dream bigger.
Yesterday in Independence, Cavs get ready for that matchup. Donovan Mitchell, so much about how he's feeling and the health of his knees and his whole body. He was asked how he's feeling.
Good. I'm excited. I'm 100%. I'm good. I'm ready to go.
100%.
And I don't believe him.
If you see him.
I don't believe him.
If you see him. I tell you, he had a glow yesterday. He had a glow to his face.
Some call it the 100% glow.
I think he at least he believed it in that moment that he's feeling 100%. And also talked about after what happened last year, the chip on his shoulder.
Being here is the bare minimum for this group. This is who we are, but the lowest. You know, I think that's kind of, we all expect that. I think we don't get guys like Max Strus and George Niang to sign a free agency, Tristan Thompson, Marcus Morris, if they don't believe that we can do something. I think we all believe in ourselves. So we always have a chip on our shoulder, regardless of whether the 1 seed, the 10 seed, whatever. But, you know, for us, this is where we expect to be. And now we got to go out there and handle business.
We're all having conversations about the expectations for the Cavs, but Donovan Mitchell is making it very clear what his expectations are. He believes that this is a Cavs team that can make a run and that can seriously contend. I know it doesn't look like that based on how they played after the All-Star break, but a lot of it's because of him, because of his injury.
Yeah.
Not necessarily anything.
Well, they can't, without him on the floor, I don't think anybody has any confidence in them. So that's going to take its toll, certainly. So, yeah, he needs to be on the floor. You need your superstar on the floor to have yourself a chance. And all I can say is, I mean, Lloyd told us last week, and I think it's true, and you better have him on the floor, because it might save a lot of jobs. Because if you don't, I mean, Dan might consider an entire house cleaning, and Donovan Mitchell might be thinking a lot differently, and I might be eating a lot of crow along with a lot of pizzas and a lot of feelings.
I do feel encouraged. The last time we saw him against Indiana, it kind of looked like old Donovan Mitchell. He was getting to the bucket, got to the foul line a little bit, seemed to have no limits on his burst, and then since then he's had over a week of rest before Saturday's game at 1 o'clock. Finally, JB Bickerstaff has had to hear for an entire season about how soft his Cavs were against the Knicks, but what does he feel needs to change?
The physicality may change in the playoffs, but what teams' strengths are very rarely changes, if ever, in the playoffs, right? So Orlando is going to try to go to their strength, and you go back and you watch those four games. You watch, you know, them versus other opponents who may have had success versus them, and you figure out what those strengths are, and then you build your defense or offense the best to take those away.
Has JB been too soft on the Cavs?
Oh, throughout the...
You want me to show my work?
I was going to answer it and say...
Oh.
Just based on his messaging, I think at times he's been a little soft on
Okay, well, honestly, I was just trying to be sarcastic about something because I noticed that his voice is actually not raspy and going away.
It's a playoff voice.
Yeah.
It's different.
That's true. Well, he hasn't.
I go, he's clearly not yelling at them as much or yelling at the refs
officials
as much. Yes. So you try to make a joke, and sometimes it lands, and a lot of times it doesn't.
Well, a lot of people, especially we had David Thorpe on yesterday to break down the matchup, and he talked about the differences between this Magic team and maybe that Knicks team last year. Like, this team is going to be physical, especially at the point of attack. I mean, Jalen Suggs is going to harass your ball handlers. When Jonathan Isaac comes in, he is just going to be all over the place and get deflections and get blocks. But they're not a rebounding team like the Knicks were. You know, they're not just going to clear you out and gobble every single rebound. I think the Cavs might actually have an advantage there in this series, and this is one of the teams we can play Evan Mobley and Jared Allen together against and maybe have some success. Plus, they don't have a Jalen Brunson. They don't have a guy that is going to just seek out mismatches and take advantage from start to finish. You know, Banchero can do that at times, but he's not that far along in his career at being able to do that. Now, I know he's hoping to have a breakout series, just mm-hmm. like we're hoping Mobley and Garland can have
breakout
series.
Oh, God, it'd be huge if he had a breakout series. I'd feel so much better. I mean, even if they went out there and they got beat by Boston, if Evan Mobley takes that next step, I will be feeling a lot better. That might be sounding like I'm bartering here, but that's the truth. Fantastic about last night. Coming up at 9:20 this morning, set your alarms. J.C. Sheldon, former Ohio State women's basketball guard, and a new Dallas wing in the WNBA. She'll join us at 9:20. Coming up next, well, that's an odd thing to say to someone, Greg. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.